Well, I'm going to stick with water, but going to the salty water for my second story, which is all about how all the swimming things in the oceans might actually contribute to the same amount of mixing in the oceans as all the winds and tides put together, because they're swimming around and stirring up the sea. And that's all according to Kekani Katija and John Dabiri from the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, across in the States. And their study appeared this week in the journal Nature. And it could mean that climate modellers have really been missing quite an important part of the puzzle. Now, what they got up to, these guys, was they first used computer models to look at a process in which, when a body moves through a fluid, it actually pulls some of that fluid with it. And the more sticky or viscous that fluid is, the more of it's pulled along. And this was actually an idea first reported 50 years ago by Charles Darwin. No, not Charles Darwin himself, but his grandson. He was a Charles Darwin, but yes, another one. And the computer model showed that even tiny plankton can pull up to four times its own volume through a water just by moving a few body lengths. Then this is the part of the research that I wish I had been involved in. They set off for Palau, a lovely island in the Pacific, where there are these wonderful tropical lakes with jellyfish in them. And they're not being crazy by jumping in with these guys, because these actually have evolved to have no stings at all. And I would love to visit them. They look absolutely fantastic. And they went along there and they squirted luminous dye behind the jellyfish and filmed them with special laser-equipped underwater cameras and watched what was going on with the water. And it turned out that about 90% of the water movement came down to Darwin's theory about it being pulled along as these jellyfish are swimming along in the water. And the big question is, how does this translate to a global scale?
Sure, what difference does it make? Why is it important?
Yeah, I mean, these guys haven't sort of specifically scaled this up yet. They're just showing that it's going on. And various researchers are wondering at the moment, you know, will this actually make a difference? But theoretically, if you do think about the number and the diversity of different things swimming through the ocean, it could well make a difference. There's actually, in Nature as well this week, there's an oceanographer, William Dewar, writes a really interesting commentary of this study. So you can go along and have a look at that too. And he points out that actually you don't need very much energy to mix up the oceans. They're not being mixed up that much. If you go just a little bit under the ocean surface and take a cubic kilometre of ocean, to mix it up the amount that it does naturally would only take a kitchen blender, a hand blender. That's the only amount of energy that the waves and everything else is moving the water around. So really, maybe together all these jellyfish and plankton and everything else that's swimming, the fish that's swimming through the sea, could actually make a significant contribution by this effect of dragging water along with them. And I certainly think it's very interesting to think that life is having an effect on the world around us.
Thank you, Helen. And incidentally, we've actually got some video of that footage of those jellyfish swimming with the dye being squirted behind them on our website at nakedscientist.com. So check that out if you want to have a look.